Now we're in the part of your scrapbook about the Manila American Cemetery and Memorial. And so this is where your uncle is now?
Yes.
Okay, so talk a little bit about it. So you've been emailing for months trying to find your uncle. And, and I want to mention to the listener here, the reader, that you were having these kind of whisperings that you think, you believe is your uncle communicating, because
yes.
you have kind of the second sight.
Yeah.
So this is how you found him. I mean, you had no clue up until, except for these little nudges that you kept getting.
That's right. Yeah, because he would, his favorite saying to me was, you know, he always emphasized girl. You know, you have to do this, girl. You have to find me. And, you know, and going down the path and getting to the cemetery, he said, yeah, this is where I am. And you found me in, you know, it's and my dad is like, well, he never contacted me.
Maybe he wasn't listening.
That might be. And I think because Junior and I was due to be born on his birthday. So here I'm the first, he's the fifth, and I think it's just, you know, we're close that way.
Right. So you've got a lot of pictures of the Manila American Cemetery, and so there's actually a big plot, a big map of the graves area, and it looks very much like a military cemetery, like looking at Verdun or some
yes.
of these other places. But you actually have the area where he, I mean, and it's huge apparently. There are 13,000, no, there's 17,000. Yes.
Plus.
And so they've got it broken down into a mapped area, and mm-hmm. so you actually have the area where he is.
And this area is for the Army Air Corps. Then they have, it's built up like a spoke of a wheel,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
like a big wagon wheel. So Junior's in the Army Air Corps area. They have the Navy area.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they have, I forget how they've got all the different services all
right.
around this big wheel. And he's in one big wedge of it.
So, I'm going to change the subject, but it's kind of related. So you're with the Patriot Guard Riders?
Yes, I am.
And so your mission as the Patriot Guard Riders is to go to funerals of service members and go.
Yes.
I know that recently you were participating in Wreaths Across America.
Yeah.
And so talk about another encounter you had with your late uncle.
Last summer, it was either late summer, early fall, we had a funeral up at Santa Fe at the National Cemetery up there. And I held the Air Force flag in memory of my uncle, and the gentleman who passed was also Air Force. So I'm standing at the edge of this little building that they have where they put the coffin and the family is, and the pastor comes in. So I'm listening to them, and we had a big turnout that day. So we had two lines of our flags around the courtyard.
So let me just interrupt, because people may not have ever seen this. So the Patriot Guard is a motorcycle club.
Yes.
And so they're all wearing their leather vests with all the patches and stuff. And so
yes.
they have a flag line,
mm-hmm.
usually, and that means that they're holding the American flag and the service flags and the POW flag. And
yes.
so you were ringing the, what were you ringing?
The courtyard.
The courtyard of the Santa Fe National Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And was it a summer day? So it was windy as usual in New Mexico?
Not that day. It was a beautiful, calm day. And here I'm standing here. I can see everything and hear everything that's going on within this little building. And all of a sudden, my flag stands straight out and just waves. I look around to all the other flags. There's no other flags waving. They're not even moving. And then at the same time, I feel somebody grab hold of my left arm,
mm-hmm.
and a little squeeze. I look to my left. There's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my flag just lays down.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to one of our members, Miss Vera. Vera is our chaplain of the mm-hmm. Patriot Guard of mm-hmm. our group here. And I mentioned that to her, and she said, that's your uncle. He was here to let you know that he's here. And also, you know, to take the spirit of this new guy and take him with him.
Interesting. And not another flag?
Not another flag.
And there's no other explanation?
No. The only explanation we could come up with was Junior was there with me.
Well, you know, if we hadn't heard the story up to this point, we would have maybe thought this was improbable.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you had this voice of a person you've never met.
Right.
And these vivid dreams about a person you knew nothing about. And since
yep.
you didn't have anybody feeding you information,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't have made this up.
No.
And so this is truly one of these very beautiful, strange phenomenon that we
yes.
can't explain.
Well, when I had mentioned it to my dad, he said, yep, that was Junior. That's the way he talked.
So that's very, very, very cool.